My name is Shyla Thompson. I'm on the AX R&D team out of Fargo, North Dakota, actually. And I'm here with my colleague, and we're going to talk about the help system.
All right. Hi, I'm Tammy Wheelock, and I'm also a member of the R&D team, also out of Fargo. And so today we're going to talk about the new help system, which has been completely reimagined for the new version of Microsoft Dynamics AX. So what are we going to talk about? We'll talk about what's new, if there's a new help structure, how the help is set up, how do you see what you're going to see, where you're going to see it. After that, so we have all this new help. How are you going to find it? There are a couple different ways to find it, to access the help. And then we're also going to talk about the new help architecture. We'll talk about how task guides and task recordings work with LCS. And then after I'm done with talking about giving some background and some context about the new help system, Shyla will give you a demo about with all these new features. So what's new? So in the new version of Microsoft Dynamics AX, we have a wiki. In the past, we've delivered help on the help server as well as in on TechNet and MSDN. Now with this new version, our help is delivered on a wiki. It's cloud-based. It's available for everybody to contribute to. So now if you say, gosh, I have a best practice or something I would like to share with everybody, you can add it to the wiki yourself. Besides content being available on the wiki, we have a new help pane. With the new client comes a new help pane. You're on a form. You need help with what you're doing on that form. You hit the help button. The help pane slides in, and you see task guides and wiki topics. Now, task guides are our procedural help, and wiki topics contain the more conceptual information. Now, the topics that are displayed in the help topic in the help pane are related to the task that you're trying to accomplish on that form. Whereas the wiki, it displays everything. The help pane contains information related to that form. Another new feature is our documentation is now much more business process orientated and task focused. The feedback that we have received in the past is that we tell you how to do all these tasks, but we don't tell you how they all tie together. So business processes are really the organizing principle of that. So now the task guides as well as the documentation are much more organized around the business processes. So speaking of task guides, task guides are they're over in BPM, the Business Process Modeler Library, over in LCS. So that's, there you can see how all these tasks fit together, or at least how they start off fitting together until you start customizing your system. So it's task guides. So task guides are, you'll see a lot more of that later in the demonstration. It's an exciting new content offering. So what is a task guide? Task guide gives your user an interactive walkthrough of the task they're trying to accomplish. And these also can be customized. So we'll see a little bit more of that later in the presentation. Also a new feature is now the help is delivered on a wiki as well as task guides in BPM. So that allows the content to be continuously updated by internal as well as external experts. So with the wiki topics and the task guides, we don't have to wait for a product release to deliver updated content. We can deliver it right away to you so you get it quickly. We don't have to wait for a product release. Another feature of the wiki is that we have the freedom and flexibility to deliver the content in different ways. We were kind of restricted before in how we could deliver the content. On MSDN and TechNet, it was very text-based. Now with the wiki, we have the interactive task guides, we have wiki topics, we have Office Mix videos, we have got graphics, so it provides a lot more flexibility. Customization. So we all know that AX gets customized. So with task guides, you can start off with our task guides and customize it to your system. You can add the fields that you see, add it so it'll help your users. So you can customize task guides. Another new feature is that you can add custom help text to any fields in the UI. And we'll see that a little bit later on in the demo. And in the future, we are exploring private wikis for customized documentation. So that's in the future. It's on the roadmap. It's coming. And another new feature is reference docs. So there's already information available in the product. It's in the AOT somewhere. So the information is there. So rather than us writing a separate topic that you have to go find someplace else, we started to embed some reports that you can actually generate and then generate the report and get that information yourself. Another thing I'd like to mention is API reference doc. So in the past, that's been a highly distributed set of documentation, like 400,000 documents. So in the new release, we've consolidated that down to like 40 docs. So it's much more concise, useful set of documentation. All right, so now we have all this good content. How are you going to find it? So you could use a search engine like Bing to locate our wiki out on the web. And like I mentioned, so then we also have the help pane. And so the wiki contains everything. The help pane, you're on a form, you need some help, you hit the help button, help pane moves in, you get your task guides, which is your procedural information, and your wiki topics that are your more conceptual information. MSDN and TechNet, we do have links from there getting over to our wiki, and customer source. We're working on getting a landing page from there that will get you from customer source over into the wiki. Okay, so now that we know all the background, here's how does it work? How does the help architecture work? So in the middle, you see the help pane. You have task guides and wiki topics. So you have the libraries and the LCS. So all the BPM libraries are stored in a project over in LCS. We have the Microsoft Global BPM library, and those contain the task guides that we've created, that Microsoft has created. So what you can do is you can actually start, everything gets customized, but you can start with our library. You can copy the whole library. You can copy our task guides one by one to get a starting point. So you can also see, you'll also see task guides from a partner library as well as a customer library. And that's in the setup. You can see display task guides from multiple libraries in the help pane results. So then moving on to the wiki topics. So what do you see in the wiki? You hit help, you're in the AX help. What do you see? Right now you see Microsoft topics, so topics that we've created, along with any community contributions that we have reviewed and published for those topics. And in the future, we will enable you to search against private wikis. That's on the roadmap. It's coming in the future. So in the help pane, you have your task guides, multiple libraries, and right now, wiki topics from the Microsoft Public Library wiki. All right, so there's your background and new features from the help. And I'm going to turn it over here now to Shyla for the demo.
Hi. Any questions real quick from what Tammy just talked about? Otherwise, I'm just going to kind of dive into the demo. Okay, that's all right.
Do you want to hit the...
Oh, yep.
I have one question.
Yeah.
When is it coming?
No. Sometime.
Sometime? Okay.
Just wanted to kind of give you a feedback. You think about that also in a partner perspective, that, you know, we as a partner for our global ISV solution, we're providing them content as a partner wiki. And
yep.
Also the customer wanted to customize it for wiki, for the businesses, for the business processes. So I would like to really give you feedback to actually think about separated like two ways. So the private wiki as for a partner and for the end customer also. So we actually partner, for our customer base, we can create our wikis and they can create for themselves, okay?
That's good feedback. We do have a content advisory board, and we have a group of partners that we actually have been getting feedback from about what they want from a private wiki experience. So if you stay after, and we can contact you and get
sure.
your feedback in more detail. That'd
okay.
be great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to start with the business process libraries in LCS. But first, just so that I can understand the existing knowledge in the room, how many of you are on AX right now? Okay, how many are on AX 2009? A few hands. 2012? A lot of hands. Is anybody on the new Dynamics AX or AX 7? A few hands. Okay, good. All right, that helps me. How many of you are familiar with lifecycle services? More hands, that's also good. Okay, great. So as Tammy mentioned, we do, the new help experience is really integrated with Business Process Modeler in LCS. And so what we've done is we've hooked up task guides to the business process hierarchies in those libraries. And Microsoft publishes the task guides that we create in an APQC modeled library, and that's going to show up in the global library section in Business Process Modeler. Now, if you create your own, either for your own corporation or your own personal ones, if you have access to LCS or LCS Project, you'll see those listed here as well. And you can hook up an AX implementation to those libraries. Now, if you have a personal library and you hook your company's system up to it, others are not going to be able to see that content. So just think about that before you hook it up. So we deliver our global libraries with each release, each new version of the new Dynamics AX. Back in AX 2012, we had a help server, and in order to get content updates, you had to essentially redeploy your help server in a sense. You had to grab a new content pack, usually from, I'm not sure, I think we put it on the download center, and then you had to get that content into your system to just get any new Microsoft content. Right now, we can publish updates to these libraries at any time. Now, if you take our global library in a copy of it, which you can do, and now it's your corporate library, if we update our global libraries, you're not going to get those updates automatically. So you're going to have to find a way to pull the diff in. So if you highly customize your libraries, it might be good to just have your custom library, and then if you rely on us for any of the help content, keep our library kind of untouched in your corporate list as well. But delete the stuff you don't want. Okay, so in the actual library, we do follow APQC business process hierarchy, which I've heard some feedback about whether people like or not. But I wanted to assure everyone that we actually do add our own lines to this hierarchy. So when our experts create task guides and for business processes in AX, in order to get those task guides connected to one of our global library lines in the hierarchy, they create new lines for those processes. So we're not just relying entirely on APQC. At the lowest levels, we definitely do have lines that were not part of APQC. They're just representing our AX processes. In the hierarchy, you can tell if a task guide is attached to a line by this nice little icon here. And the number on a node will indicate how many task guides under that node exist. Any questions about BPM and the libraries? You can ask questions at the end, too. Now that you understand the libraries and the task guides that are in them, to configure help inside AX, you're going to want to be on the System Parameters page, on the Help tab, and you need to select your Lifecycle Services project where your libraries exist. Once you select the project here, and do you guys know how to tell the project ID from the URL? So if I come here, the URL will indicate the project ID and then the library ID. So those are handy numbers to keep to be aware of when you're configuring help, because the whole name doesn't show right here. So once you select your project, you'll have a grid of the libraries that are available to you in that project. Now, one important thing to note, in order to configure the system help parameters, I have to be an admin in AX. I do not have to be an admin in the Lifecycle Services project. So keep that in mind. Now, later, I mean, Tammy mentioned on the roadmap we have a custom wiki story coming. Right now, we have a wiki sources tab, and it defaults to point to just our wiki content, so our public Microsoft AX Wiki site. We think that we'll have additional options here for you to provide your own custom wiki. We're not entirely sure. We haven't fleshed out that process yet, but I thought I'd call that out. Questions about configuring help? It's really fairly easy. It's a lot easier than setting up an entire help server, in my opinion. Okay, so now that we've configured help, I'll show you the experience for an end user who's trying to complete a business process. I'm going to go to the free text invoices form after I refresh my connection. And now, let's say I'm a brand new user. I'm not very familiar with the process I need to complete, so I go to help. As Tammy explained earlier, the help pane will display a list of task guides that are associated with the form that I'm on when I click help. It'll also list the wiki topics that we've also associated with this form. This is similar to the context sensitivity that we had in AX 2012. The list of wiki topics here are the topics that Microsoft experts have written and published on our public wiki, and we're pulling them in here for you to access. Now, when you click on one of these topics, it's going to take you out to a new browser tab on our wiki site. And if you guys have mobile devices, feel free to search for AX Help Wiki. And the first results on any search engine should be our new wiki site. So that'll help you get familiar with the site. In these topics, what we've done is we've really wanted to expose the author of the topics, the Microsoft experts who are writing the topics. So at the top of the topics, we have the author, the internal Microsoft person. If you click this link, it'll take you to this author's MSDN profile page, where you can see if they've been active in any other communities related to the MSDN profile. The topic itself usually will have a TOC at the top, allowing you to just get right to the section of the topic that you want. One of the benefits of using a wiki, as Tammy mentioned, is we have some freedom with the formatting that we use. We can have much longer topics that really dive deep into the subject matter than what we had before. If you recall in AX 2012, we had very short topics. And the reason we did that is because we needed the topics to show up very nicely within the help pane in AX 2012. We don't have that restriction anymore. So really anything you can put on a website page, we can have in our wiki. So I'm going to scroll to the bottom to call out a few other features of the wiki pages. If you sign in to the wiki, not only can you edit and contribute to our topics, you can also rate our topics and give us feedback on our topics. So if you don't have time to edit a topic, if you think the topic was poorly written, rate the topic, give us one star, enter a comment and let us know, I was really looking for this, or I expected to see this. We really want to know the times when our titles are misleading. So if you click on a topic, you get to the topic, and it's really not what you were looking for. If you ever have that happen, rate the topic for us and tell us exactly what you thought you were going to find there. We get that feedback daily, and we triage it. We work with our internal experts who would be authoring these topics, and we'll evangelize for you that you want certain content. We want to be your advocate to the experts who are creating the product to let them know you really need a specific kind of information. You can also add a comment to a topic. Now, we have restricted the comments so that we approve them first, and we've done that for spam reasons. So we will review the comment and then we'll approve it and it'll show up underneath the topic. But at the same time as we approve the comment, we're going to be sending the author of the topic an email saying, hey, you have a comment on your topic. Can you reply, please? To make sure that that expert sees your comment and gets back to you quickly. A few other things that I want to point out is I want to point out our main homepage. So as a wiki, we don't necessarily have the TOC structure that you might be used to from TechNet. where you can just expand the hierarchy and see every single topic. So what we have here is a homepage where we've curated the topics that we think are most important to most of our users. Now, this does not represent all of the topics we have on the wiki. This just represents the ones we think are the key topics that most of our users will want to know. A few of these to call out are our new changed and deprecated features topics. So we have, this is our what's new. If you're familiar with the what's new content, that's where you find that. The main what's new topic will have a list of the recent releases, and it'll have a link to another wiki topic where it drills into exactly what we've added to that release. Everything that Tammy and I are talking about today is also in this AX Help and UI homepage topic, along with other information and links to point to topics that explain the new user interface. So if you're wanting to have more information after this presentation, I suggest going to this topic to start there. One of our, well, our most popular topic outside of the What's New topic right now has been this developer homepage, which I'll open up real quick for you. If you have developers who are new to Dynamics AX, or even developers who are seasoned and just need to understand how to develop on the new Microsoft Dynamics AX, this is where you should send them. This is a wealth of information about everything a developer engineer needs to know about customizing for AX. And then I wanted to also call out the different ways that we're trying to add flashy new useful content to our topics. So I'm going to navigate to a topic where we have an embedded Office mix to show you some of the things that we can do with our content now. Financial reporting used to be called Management Reporter. In the new Dynamics AX, it's called Financial Reporting. So if you see that in the product documentation, just a note, it's essentially it's Management Reporter, but it's for the new Dynamics AX. So if you're searching for Management Reporter content for new Dynamics AX, try searching on Financial Reporting. In this topic, we have an embedded Office mix. And so if you were to actually play this, I mean, you can expand this, you could play it here as is. We've tried to do this with most of our Office mixes. Sometimes we put a direct link to the Office mix site. Other times we feel it's better to just embed it in the topic itself. How many of you are familiar with Office Mix? A few hands. Okay, if you've never played around with it, if you create training content, if you create presentations for your team, it really is a handy tool. It's an add-on for PowerPoint, and it's free. So you're just, if you have PowerPoint, you can just go install the Office Mix add-on. And then you're able to publish Office Mixes to the Office Mix site, which is this. This is our Dynamics AX profile on the Office Mix site, and this includes all of our Office mixes that we've created. But one of the neat things about this Office Mix site, and really the Office Mix add-in that the Office Teams provides, is we can get analytics for how often people are looking at the Office mixes. We can also create Office mixes, publish them here, and restrict access to them to just our organization if we have Office 365. So if you're not familiar and you want to know more, I would try to find some of the Office mix folks on the expo floor today to ask them more. But we really like this. It gives us an opportunity to record demonstrations of the product UI and narrate that demo with PowerPoint slides and move smoothly with them. And then we also get the analytics to see how often folks are using them. So anyway, little deviation from AX Help, but I wanted to showcase that really awesome tool. Especially if you're a content creator, I think that you'll like Office Mix. Okay, I'm going to take you back into the product. And I'm going to talk about task guides, but first, do you guys have any questions about the wiki itself? Sure.
The vision for the private would be, would it be embedded or it be a separate page, or have you got that far in your thinking?
So we realize we have been thinking quite a bit. The idea is that we understand that our partners and customers want to restrict their content to just their users. So it will not be embedded in our wiki. Yeah, I can tell you that for sure. Any other questions? Okay, so for task guides, now I was on the free text invoices form before. I'm still a new user. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing here. So I clicked help. I have a list of task guides here. I'm going to select one of them. And if I was an experienced user, what I'd see first is a list of steps, which is essentially my procedure. And I can just go to the right step and kind of skim it and figure out what I need to do. But because I'm a brand new user and I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going to play this task guide. I'm going to essentially say, user interface, tell me what I need to do next. And what you'll see is your step pane remains here, not that visible. There's a way to actually tweak the UI so that this pane expands out, so you're not truncating the steps. But for right now, my pane is a different way. I'm going to hide these steps real quick so that I can focus only on the user interface and the task that I need to complete. I'm already on the form that the first step calls out for me. So what I'm going to do is skip this step, and it's just going to move to the next part of the screen that I need to interact with. So it's going to tell me to click new, and I'm just going to complete a few steps to kind of showcase this functionality, because it really is an incredible step for the end user to have this kind of walkthrough for them in their UI. Oh, there it was. Sorry, my hands are cold over here. It's a very cold room. I think they expect the rooms to be packed. And then, yeah. All right, so I'm going to select my customer count. And I can see that some information was populated here. I had to skip that step just because of the build I'm on. Later builds, that's not an issue. What we have next, this step is not really telling me to do anything. It's just calling out information that I need to know. And so I don't have to really do anything with this field. I just need to consume that information and move on. This is called an informational step. So I click got it, and I move on. The next step is also informational. So it's telling me important things I need to know. I can see that this is a read-only field, but I don't have to do anything to it. And this will continue. And I'm not going to walk through the entire thing, but you kind of get the point. You can just have the user interface walk you through the step that you need to complete. So this was a task guide that our experts had created for this business process. And when I accessed it from the help pane retrieved it from LCS, from that BPM library for me. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to show steps first to get my pane back. And then I'm going to stop the task guide. And I'll show you how to create your own task guide using Task Recorder, which is the tool that we use to create these even internally. So all of our experts who are creating task guides, they use the Task Recorder tool, which is also available to you in the UI so that you can create your own. All right, I'm going to start from the dashboard. In the gear icon or the settings icon, I'll click Task Recorder. And then I'll select Create a Recording. In this case, I'm going to create a worker. And if you are creating these for your own internal use, it's really important to give the task recording a good name. If your user doesn't know to click on that task guide to complete their business process, it's useless to them. So be very careful with your naming of your task guides. I'm going to skip the description right now, but what the description is handy for is for the next time somebody needs to edit your task guide or change it, maybe due to changes in the product, they would have a real quick summary of what that task is about. It also helps when the user sees your task guide in the reading pane, and there's a description there, because it'll tell them what that task is about that they're about to complete. In our own task guides, the Microsoft task guides, we try to indicate what legal entity or demo data company we use to create our task guides, so that if you're using the demo data that comes with AX to create your own, you can start with the right company when you're tweaking and customizing our task guides. I'm going to click Start, and what you can see is I now have this recording pane that shows up at the very top of the interface. Now, what it's going to do is it's going to record all the steps that I take in the interface, and it's just going to capture that for me like magic. So I'm going to go to Workers. And I navigate using the search bar. I know the navigation pane exists, but if I know the name of the form, I'm always going to use the search bar to just get to the form I want to get to. But you can also use the navigation pane for this purpose. So notice on the right, it'll show the navigation step there. I don't have to really even wait for that to happen. I can just start creating my, and it'll just really quickly capture everything, every step that I'm taking in the UI. I already had created this record, so I'm going to select that. And if I want my user to also, whenever they create a worker record, to assign a position to it, then I might assign a position here. For the purpose of this demo, I'm not going to do that. Click Hire New Worker. And then let's say that's it. Let's say that's the only thing I want to create a recording for. I'm going to click Stop. And now I'm going to have the option to either save the task recording or the task guide to my PC locally, or I can save it up to Lifecycle Services in a BPM library that I have access to. There's a few other options here that might also be helpful. If you're creating Word documents to store somewhere else for some reason, you can also save as a Word document. And then there's a scenario where you can use task recordings for test automation. I'm not as familiar with that, but that's what this last option is there for. We do have a PM here tomorrow who has a session at
12:45,
and he is the PM who designed Task Recorder. So if you're here tomorrow and you want to know more about that, you can attend his session and ask him questions about that. His name is Sharif Shabazz, actually. Okay, so I'm going to save this locally to my PC. Make sure it finished downloading. We'll return to the main menu. And now what I want to do as someone who just created a task guide is I want to play it to make sure it actually plays. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find that same task recording, grab it from my local PC, and open it to play it. I see the steps there that I walked through. I click Start Task Guide, and it's going to walk me through those steps that I just took. One important thing to note, when you're creating task guides, it's really important to create task guides in a demo environment or a test environment, because as you could see, when I was creating the task guide, I was actually entering data into that form. That data is real data. So better to create your task guides on a demo environment or a test environment than your production environment. So I'm not going to run through this, but I am going to show you now how I can grab a task recording from Lifecycle Services and I can edit it. So I'm going to grab from the global library and I'm going to edit it. And the library, when you use this, it takes a little bit to grab that indexed library from LCS. But once you do it one time, it's much quicker the next few times. Do you have any questions about Task Recorder yet that I can answer while we're waiting for this to load? So we have our internal program managers creating our help documentation for the new Dynamics AX release. And they use these same tools to create the task guides. So we're essentially dog-fooding our own tools that we're giving to customers and partners to use to create their content. All right, I don't even know which one I'm going to select, so I'm just going to kind of go down in here a little bit and see what I can find. Something that maybe I'm familiar with. Is that the one? Oh, that's okay, we'll do this one. Create a free text invoice template. So now I selected the node that task guide was associated with. I'm going to click Start, and it's going to give me this edit experience. So now what I have here is I can change the recording name, I can change the description, or I can delete steps. Maybe Microsoft created a task recording that had more steps than I wanted. If I pull it down, I can quickly look here in the editing pane, and I can say, well, we don't need to do that, we don't need to do that, and I can just delete a step. And it's as easy as just, and now if I knew anything about the process, I could try not to break this task guide. But I could just delete a step. Now, what I want to do, though, is I want to really show how you can insert a step, because that is the experience that more people want. They don't want to have to re-record a task guide just to add a new step. So what we've added is this new functionality that tells you, if you select a field, so I'm just going to select any field. Up here, at the top of this steps pane, it tells me what form I need to be on in order to have the right context to record that new step I want to insert. So this is the Cust Invoice, Free Text Invoice Templates form. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to navigate there before I try to insert a step. Let's see if this is it. That looks to be right. So I rely on the URL up top to let me know for sure. Some of our forms in the product are named, have the same names, so relying on the technical name is more reliable. Okay, and so I'm on the right form that I need to be on. What I can do is click Insert Step, but I need to make sure that I'm on the right tab in this form. So this is just after the description up here. So I'm good. I'm going to click Insert Step, and my recording pane shows up again. And I'm able to, well, I should have clicked Edit first, but I'm going to click Edit. I can delete that, though. So before I do the next one, I'm going to delete that Edit step that I just created, because that was an oops on my part. And maybe now I want to select a delivery item here. So I'm going to select something there. Now my step is in my procedure. I'll click Done Editing. I'll save it locally because I did grab the global Microsoft task guide. And you can never change our task guides. Our task guides are there. You don't have edit rights to those. But you can take them down to edit them yourself or use them as a template. So I saved it there. What I'll do now is I'm going to return to the main menu. I'll go back to my dashboard, and I'm going to play the recording that I just created to just show you what it did for me. See, it gave it the same name that it had that we gave it in our global library. And now what I can see here is I have, now I forget which step I added. If I start the task guide, it starts from the beginning, and I can get to where I was, where I entered the new. So if I click New, enter a name, I tab out of the field, it still moves me on. I don't really have to enter a description, I could tab out of it. Not sure where. Did that save to a different location?
Did you go to the downloads?
Let's just make sure where that saved it. Was that, yeah, that should have been it. So let me, oh, it was down further.
Yeah,
let me continue. So now I enter a description. I'm not really familiar with this business process, I'm sure you can tell. But there's the field that I actually inserted before. So I was thinking that the step before was the description up here, but it wasn't, it was down here. So you can see that it is really easy to just grab one of our existing task guides, edit it, add your own steps, delete our steps, delete the steps you accidentally entered that you didn't mean to. And then you end up with your own task guide. Now, I could have uploaded this directly to my custom library or to my corporate library if I had access, and then my user would have access to it right away. One thing that I didn't mention before was because I'm on the free text invoice templates form, during this task guide, when I recorded it, it remembers that context. So that when the next time my users, like if I actually uploaded to the library my users have access to and that populates their help pane list of task guides, the next time they access that form and they click for help, they'll see my new task guide there in their help pane. So it's like magic context sensitivity for that help. You don't actually have to go to the task guide, assign it to a form. It just knows what forms you were on during that task guide. And when it's in your library, it automatically remembers that when it populates the help pane. Any questions about task guides or the task guide functionality? Go ahead.
Would it be possible, I guess, to insert one of those informative things and come up with your own text?
Yes.
Kind of like take note of.
It is, yeah. Let me, and that's a really good point. Let me show you real quick how you do that. The question was, can we insert one of the info steps that I had demoed earlier, and how do you do that? So I'm going to do that real quick. I'll create a brand new recording. Give it a very awesome name. I'm going to go to a different form. So now it's telling me I have to close the page. This happens to me all the time when I create these. I need to delete what I'm on. Let me just stop for a second. It doesn't want me to do this. Yes, I want to delete a record. Okay. It's always better to start from the from the dashboard. Okay. Let me try again. Now, this is nice. So if you ever accidentally don't save to PC, you're going to get this message that says, uh-oh, you created a whole task recording. Are you sure you don't want to move away because you didn't actually save it? This has saved me numerous times. In this case, though, I do not want to download it. Okay, so let's do that again. Create a recording. Awesome name. We'll go to our All Free Text Invoices page again. And I'm going to just, it already recorded the navigation pane, but maybe I just want to have an informational task guide, and I don't want to actually have them do anything on this form. I just want to call out things they need to go to this form to look at or to care about. So what I might do is right-click, click Task Recorder, and then select Add Info Step. And so whenever you do that on a control, it's going to move that bubble to that control when they complete that task guide. So it calls attention directly to where you're adding that info step. And now I can say, I don't know, look at this, you know, is this posted? If not, blah, blah, blah. So you can add the step text there, the note section, that shows up if you expand. There was a little drop down at the bottom of the little black bubble. If you expand that section to show more, you'll see the notes. And so that's if people really want additional information that you don't want to show up in just the step text. That's for, like, more. I've seen some steps where the black bubble gets to be, like, really long. So you can add quite a bit of context and text in that area. Does that help? Is that great? Good. Yeah, we really like that feature because there's a lot of optional steps and procedures that our users have to, they have to make a decision on the fly about whether they actually need to fill it out or not. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So those really come in handy in those moments. Any other questions? Yeah?
How the application changes breaking the non-recorded task or not? Because if you add a new field, new table, it's related to that process.
Yep. So what we do internally is we have automated, we have our task guides built into some automated tests so that whenever we change, we have a new build of the application, our tests fail if it can't actually run through that task recording successfully. It relies on the demo data, so we have to have the right demo data set up in order for that task guide to not fail. But that's how we handle it internally. You're definitely going to run into this situation when you make changes. So I would still suggest, I mean, when you're creating content for your end users, it always is a best practice to kind of wait until you're done with your product before you document all your procedures, because otherwise you have to go redocument. It's the same problem here. But we did add the insert step functionality, the delete step functionality to try to help with that. So it doesn't really, I'm not sure if we're going to make the automated tests that we use available to you, but I think Sharif in his session tomorrow at 12:45 could also help answer a question about how you could create your own automated tests using your own task guides. So I don't have a perfect answer for that.
I mean, you understand the issue. We are living in a very agile world.
Yes. Yes.
This one is like, I have to wait until you do that.
Yes. Yep, and we have that problem internally as well. So it's not something that, yeah, yes, I absolutely agree. Because, I mean, we just released the new Dynamics AX in February of this last year. So, and this functionality is brand new. So we are taking feedback. We are still changing it, making improvements. Our own internal experts, Sharif, I know, has received a number of emails from our internal authors saying, hey, I want this functionality because I want to do this with the task recorder. And he's responded to them internally. So we're dog fooding it ourselves. We're coming up with some of those things and features that we have to add, and we are planning to improve it. So this is not it for task recorder. I think you can always expect some improvements to come with this. Any other questions? Sorry. Yes. Yep, so I have a feedback slide at the end, but our content publishing team, we work with the experts to get this stuff published. You can give us that feedback at adocs@microsoft.com. You can hit us up anytime with any content-related feedback, and we'll make sure it gets to the appropriate expert at Microsoft. You have a question?
So let's say I create my own test guide. Mm-hmm.
So not F1. F1 went away with, just to be clear. I know I miss F1.
The question yes. is, what if I recorded like end-to-end scenario with, let's say, 5 forms? Mm-hmm. Will that test recording show up for all those 5 forms that I want?
Yes. Yeah, it will show up in the help pane for all those. If you've connected your library, if you've configured your help system to point to that library. Yep. Yep. Any other questions? One in the back?
Yes. How will you handle different languages?
We have all of our task guides that are in our August released library, in our global library list. Those have been already translated. So we already provide translated versions of our Microsoft-created task guides. I don't know what the story is for sharing the knowledge of how we handled that with external customers. Is that what you're asking about, is how you can create your own and translate your own,
yeah,
or translated versions?
If you do a recording, do you have to do one of each language?
No, I wouldn't. So what we've done is we create them all in English using our demo data and our test builds. and then we hand them off to a translator, a vendor, who takes the... These files come out as... the extension is AXTR file, but it's essentially a zip file. You can rename it to .zip and unzip it, and then you'll have an XML file in there that then you could hand off to translators, and they could translate just the text in there, and it'll remember the rest of it, the rest of the technical form names or the aspects in it, that'll be remembered. So as long as you translate the text in those files and then repackage them up as an AXTR file, that should work for you. But if you want, I mean, you could have someone translate or run through the task recording in each language. I just don't suggest that. Does that help?
If I have, like, two sites, one in America, one in, Quebec, one in Sweden.
Yep. I think I'm understanding the question. We have accounted for that with our own task guide library by having translated versions just along with it. When the user changes their user language and their user options form, they will see a list of task guides that are available in their language. And so they won't see, they have an option to select show English also in case it's not available in their language. But if it's translated and it's in the right in their language, it'll show up in there. And you can have that in the same library in BPM. So you don't have to have multiple libraries for every language. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, and you can have that in the library. I believe that when you have access to edit the library, there's a localization option available to you where you can export the files from the library and then you can re-import them after they're localized or translated. You had a question?
Sure, but you recommend the translation is okay in the business processes, but the flowcharts are not translated to another language.
I believe so. And you're referring to within Business Process Modeler itself when you view the Visio diagram. Yeah, those, I don't believe that's translated. Okay. but if you send emails to us or give us, I can pass that on, and I can remember it too and pass it on. But we have had multiple requests for translating Business Process Modeler and the UI in there. I just don't know where that's at. I think it's on the roadmap. I don't know a timeline for that, though. Okay. Yeah?
Is there a way or is there a plan, if there's not a way, to assign like a security context to a task reporter? So I've got, purchase order form. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And one is for the accounts payable invoice clerk. I don't want them to see all of these other task guides that are not relevant to their role.
Yep.
And
so,
you did not
prompt her to ask that question. That's good, Joel. Okay, so the question was about. So Joel and I actually talked about this yesterday on the expo floor. Right now, there is not a way to essentially secure a task guide in a single library by roles. Joel was detailing this for me yesterday, and so we were capturing notes on it, and it's something we're going to take back to our team. It's not something we anticipated users needing, so it was really good feedback. And we'll take that back. We'll suggest it. I'm not sure how we might implement that, but it's really good feedback.
I think it would be very simple. When you publish it and save it, give me the drop-down box of the security roles and let me check mark which security roles it's allowed to. I mean, AX is aware of what security I have in the system, so to me it would be very easy to execute. If you just, when I publish it to the LCS library, give me a drop-down box of the AX security roles that are there.
I'm nodding my head as if I know. I'm not that technical, so I think it's a fantastic suggestion, and we will definitely take it back. I would also suggest that if you are here tomorrow and you attend Sharif's session, he's going to dive into Task Recorder, not just Task Recorder, but also how you use Task Recorder to create mobile apps, because that's a thing in there too now. if you can give him that feedback there as well or ask about that there, that would have some weight. But we'll take it to him too.
One more.
Yes, no, that's fine.
So on the kind of like the playback feature, in training scenarios, oftentimes, especially when you have like seasonal workers and things like that and a lot of turnover, right now the playback feature is like fully guided.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any plans to kind of make a playback version that's not fully guided so that it becomes more of like a test?
Like, did you accomplish this test?
Mm-hmm. And then, like, they get, like, a score or a...
How much do you remember type thing?
And, it, you know, to take that one step further, it'd be fantastic if you could integrate that back to HR into their worker record. So that knowledge they did it. I mean, it's...
So that sounds fantastic. No, I absolutely understand the need for that.
Before you guys develop.
We haven't heard that one before, but I like it. I really do. I used to write doc for our HR module, and I totally understand getting that back in there and making that work with the courses and the training and stuff. So that's a really good suggestion. Thank you. Any other questions, quick?
I'll be here.
Nice. Okay, what I'm going to move on to now is I'm going to show some of the built-in reports that we have to try to help you with some of the reference information that you might need if you're customizing the product or if you're an end user who just needs more information about a field. I'm going to show you field descriptions first. If you're familiar with AX 2012, you're familiar with the... Did that actually click? Sorry. There we go. We used to have, AX 2012 still does, but it has status bar help text, you know, at the bottom of every form. If you put focus in a field or a control, you'll see on the status bar that there's a help text there that describes the form, or the control, sorry. A lot of that help text was not helpful. It would just repeat the label of the control. We understand that's not helpful. We got rid of that in this new AX. And what we've done is we've replaced the text in... So first we wiped out all the existing text in that property field for that control. And then we added in the text that we had, some of the text that we had in our form help topics where we had field tables with really useful descriptions. We just took that text and we added it into the help property. And so now in the new dynamic, new AX, what you can do is you can hover over a control and you have tooltip help text right there for the most complicated controls. We don't have it for every control. If it's just a due date, that's very intuitive, we don't have it there. But if you decide that in your implementation you really want field help text or tooltip text to pop up for a control and we didn't provide it, you can add it. All you have to do is edit that help text property field for that control, and you've added custom text that'll show up for the user. And then for those that really still want to have a list of all the fields and the descriptions of those fields for a form, we have our field descriptions report that's built into the product. So if you type, I don't actually think you're going to find it in the navigation pane. I think you actually have to search for field descriptions to get to this form. What's that? There you go. That's how much I don't use the navigation pane. I'm like, I think at one point we didn't have it, and now I know we do. You can start by typing like a page name, technical page name, or real page name, and you'll get a drop down of suggestions here that you can select from. So a lot of our parameters forms are really popular when we had form help topics. So now what you can have is a list of all the fields or controls on that, sorry, fields. I don't think we have buttons in here, but fields for that form and the descriptions there along with the control name, the technical control name. And then if you need an entire list of fields on that form, if you toggle this option up here, you'll see here are all of the fields for that form. And you can see how many we don't have descriptions for. So we're going to be still adding descriptions for fields, so they're not completed right now. But the nice thing about this report is when you add your own customizations, if you add help text to a control, when you generate this report for your form, that's going to show up for you here. So it's we did it this way because our old form help topics would get out of date quite quickly, or they were, if the company didn't customize them or create their own, then the users didn't often see the help text for their own fields on the forms that they see.
It's not really a question so much as a comment, but something especially like a parameter form, most of those parameter forms have 10 to 15 tabs. It would be really nice if you could like have another column or a way to say, just show me the ones from this tab, because,
yep.
It could, I mean,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. One of the nice things, too, to help with that, and we have received that feedback before. I'm not sure where we're at with making those changes, but you can use Office to actually export the entire thing to Excel. And so if you wanted to have it in Excel, you can export it there and do a Control F to find what you want. I'm not sure if even, so you could do a Control F on the report itself, like in your browser, just to find the field that you need. So this is just one of the, this is the I think right now the only embedded report that we have. The other way that we've created reports that are essentially from the product being what we call self-documenting is that we have PowerShell scripts that we have created internally and run internally on our builds. For a variety of different reports or different things in the product, and then generated an Excel file here so that, and this is published to Customer Source. So this is the AX Data Entities report, and it's on Customer Source. We'll eventually be providing a PowerShell script that the customer or partner can run themselves to get this report from their implementation with their information in it. We have a few examples of that that we're going to have here. Let me go to.
Is that right?
Yep. Hit down. There you go.
Okay. So this is a list of some of those reports that we're hoping to provide PowerShell scripts for or actual downloadable Excel files for on Customer Source. I do believe that everything that we've bulleted there is going to be a report that's available on Customer Source. I think most of them are there right now. But we're also going to be providing those PowerShell scripts for those reports so that you can generate your own reports based on your own implementation. The other thing, we have added better, so Tammy mentioned earlier, our API documentation has greatly improved. We significantly cut down on the bulk of that content that nobody ever looked at. You know, we had these 400,000 topics that we had published to MSDN and TechNet, and we had zero page views on the majority of them. We got rid of all of those. And what we did was we actually documented the API information in the code so that when the developer is actually using Visual Studio, using Application Explorer, they get the information that they need right there. So that's one way we've improved it. We also have... I'm actually going to go back here real quick. We also have a API reference topic on our wiki that has information that anyone would need about API reference documentation. So that's something that's here as well. Okay, and then the last thing that I was going to bring up was just feedback, which we were just there. We really do listen to the feedback. Tammy and I are on the content publishing team. We used to write the help documentation for the AX product. Our roles now are, we're content strategists. So we work with the experts, the program managers, the engineers, our solution architects, to get documentation written. They write it. We ensure it gets published. This is our way of ensuring that the content that you see is technically accurate and useful. And so we're trying to weed out the bulk of the content that was just not useful before. We just created it because we thought we just had to. So now we're taking a more holistic approach about actually documenting end-to-end processes and really providing documentation that we think our users need. So in order to keep doing that, though, we need feedback. So if you find topics that you like, that you don't like, we really do want to know why you feel that way about that topic. We definitely want to know if you find anything that you think is technically inaccurate. In the help pane before, if you're in the help pane and you click help button, you don't find anything, if no results are returned, you'll have this text box that shows up that says, what were you looking for? We didn't have it for you, but what did you want? We get that feedback. We can see your verbatim response, and then we can adjust our plans accordingly to ensure that the content that you want is actually created. And with our new publishing cycle, we can put that out there right away. We can publish to the wiki every single day if we want. You know, we can update our BPM library out of cycle. We do not have to update it, you know, with every release. We can update it more frequently if we need to. So we care about that information. That's what we have here. Do you guys have? There's a lot to cover. I suggest checking out Sharif Shabazz's session tomorrow at 12:45 to learn more detailed information about Task Recorder. And then go to our wiki, check it out, send us feedback. Any more questions before we get out of this really cold room? Okay, well, we'll be up here. If you want to ask your own questions individually, we'll be up here for a little bit. Thanks for attending, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.